worst.
Duh.
Don't be the worst.
Dear's 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 worst.
Duh.
That's the worst.
And we're back!
And we're back!
Word to your mother.
Word to your mother.
The movies.
The movies.
The movies.
We're back.
And we're back!
Worst podcast is
back.
Welcome back. Welcome. Good to have you. Thank you for making us a part of your whatever day it is. Maybe you don't listen on Wednesdays. Maybe you listen on Thursdays or Fridays or Saturdays or Sundays or Mondays. Or even
if they're smart, they're listening on Friday.
Even Tuesdays. It's the worst podcast. And for those of you who don't know, it's the podcast about the worst of things. Me and my brother.
Brother, 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 brother.
The hosts or the... Are we hosts?
Some might say experts.
The experts. Me, Ryan,
worst
Ron.
Experts.
My brother, John Vaughn. We pick a topic every week for the last 123 weeks. And we decide through conversation and debate and research what the worst thing about that topic is, definitively. And you can take it or leave it, but we're going to get there.
They'll get you.
By hook or by crook. And hopefully you're along with us for that ride.
You don't have to like it, but you damn well better respect it.
And you might have other opinions, which we'd love to hear.
Absolutely.
We'd love to hear them, because we have feedback episodes every Monday.
Be more constructive with your feedback.
And we go through the feedback that we get. You can find us, all over the inner line. You can find us on Twitter.
Twitter me, Twitter me, Twitter me.
You can find us on Instagram.
I'm gonna gram it.
You can find us on Facebook.
Facebook.
At Worst Podcast, no vowels. WRSTPDCST. And there, any of those sites will have links to episodes.
The worst episode ever.
And different content that we're constantly generating. There's something for every day of the week. Except this week. But Monday... Feedback on Mondays, teasers on Tuesdays, the episode.
Worst Wednesday.
On the Wednesday, Worst Wednesday, Clip of the Week on Thursday, and Fridays is Worst of the Week. So, you know, we're out here grinding for you. And part of that grind you can find at patreon.com/WRSTPDCST. There you can become a patron of ours and just kick us a donation, a monthly donation if you sign up. And if you like what we're doing and want to help us out a little bit. But you don't have to do that. It's not required. There's tons of stuff there that you can do with Clip of the Week and Mini Worsts and things like that. Also, patrons get access to a lot of stuff that no one else can get, right? First season of episodes. First 50 episodes are locked up for patrons only and other exclusive stuff that we continue
to churn
out.
Get to hear Worst of the Week, which is a hot topic.
You can also email us at theworstpodcastbrothers@gmail.com, and that you can email your queries or feedback or suggestions or anything to that email address. So lots of ways to engage. Please choose one or more.
Yeah, you can get to Patreon, check out the map flow competition we got. You can accumulate points for your participation with the podcast, essentially. So go check that out when you get a chance. We're currently into our second competition, current champion Eric Ravens.
Ravens. We need to send Ravens.
Got his worst podcast swag package for being the first Matt Flow champion. Try to throw some of those pictures up. He sent us a whole photo shoot with it. I don't know. What is it, like homeless chic? I don't know.
That's
but
just
the gear Ravens he got is pretty sweet. It's pretty sweet looking gear.
So there you have it. It's love 30, Eric Ravens.
We're just knocking that ball back and forth, man.
Oh, man, it's like 15.
Ball's in your court, man.
Ravens is up 15, love.
Ball's in your court, man.
Return service.
Episode 124.
Oh, man, I'm just volleying over here, man.
Of the worst podcast. The worst thing about tennis.
I'm just lobbing, man. I'm just playing my lob game.
You guys know tennis, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys know it.
I'm just working on my slice.
Working on my lob shot.
Working on my top spin.
Working on my drop shots.
Yeah, you know. Add in, bro. All
right, start us off, bro.
I'm gonna
balls in your court.
You know what I'm gonna do?
What are you gonna do?
Not only am I gonna start us off, I'm going to also simultaneously finish us off because in preparing
wire to wire.
In preparing for this episode, I realized it is the first episode that will be one and done. There is one, and maybe you have the same one, and maybe that's how we will decide if this is the first one and done worst podcast episode. But for me, there can only be one Highlander. There can only be one.
There can be only one
answer to this. What's the worst thing about tennis? Do you think you have one as well?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Yeah, I think there's one that's head and shoulders above the rest.
It's the first
not
thing.
To say, not, this is not to say that there aren't other horrible things.
Of course.
That
of
are
course.
The worst.
I wrote it down first and just like, I didn't even have like the drive to continue the list because this was so bad.
So bad.
So bad.
So bad.
So bad.
Like I was going through, I'm like, oh, because there's this. But then I'm like, yeah, doesn't matter.
My list is very short.
Now I'm like,
because
oh,
of that
yep.
as well.
I'm like, oh, that one's cute. Nope.
Yeah, and then it just turned into me trying to beat it and being like, oh, this one. And then I was like, nah, nope.
All right.
Didn't get there.
So should we just do a 1, 2, 3, say your thing, and if they're the same?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Didn't we try to do this with oh, you... The stand-up one, you were trying to ride ventriloquists from the start.
Yeah.
You're like, it's ventriloquist, right? Like, it has to be. There's nothing worse. And it didn't make it, unfortunately. But I feel like we've tried this before and it didn't work. But maybe this will.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. On three, say your thing.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. Grunting and moaning.
Yeah. and moaning.
I guess they're
who's
different.
Who's moaning?
Most of the women.
Really? Moaning?
Duh. Wait till you hear the fucking clip that I dig up. You'll think...
The grunting and moaning supercut?
You'll think I'm just piping in porn.
It's
episode over.
It's over. It's over, ladies and gentlemen.
Stop record. It is without a doubt.
Yep.
Grunting. Like, not even close. Because why? Why are they doing it? Go.
There.
Explain.
Why I think they're doing it?
Yeah.
Pub attention, pub.
Pub. But what pub? Oh man, he's the best grunter. People.
Talking about tennis.
Well, Ricky.
Ricky?
Yeah, no one. So anything they can do to get people to talk, like, we're talking about it right now.
McEnroe tries.
Right.
McEnroe tries to just bring tennis to the masses.
Grunting is just a new form of McEnroe being a dick to umpires. It's like, we got to get our sport in the limelight. Just do anything that will get people to, even if they hate it.
The worst is people saying, like, it has functionality. Like, it's for more power. I said, Cash has recently gotten into tennis, specifically Serena Williams. Like, he's obsessed. So he's, like, watching.
Does she grunt?
Sometimes. He's watching Wimbledon now and stuff, and I'm like, duh, why are they grunting? I can't even watch tennis. Why are they grunting? He's like, Gizun, look. It's more power. Like, they did, like...
Wait, is Mason?
They did, like, experiments on it. I'm like, shut up. Experiments. Here's why it's bullshit.
That's some old bullshit.
It's... None of it is natural. It's so affected.
Yeah, like, I get
grunting in sports. I get it. Pitchers, when they put a little more juice on it, you can hear them. You can't hear them grunt because it's not about listen to me grunt.
But it's a grunt. It's not. Right. You're right. It's not a practice.
Football players, obviously, you're getting run over, you're getting tackled, you're getting hit, there's going to be
slamming into other,
there's
going to
be some guttural noises.
Yeah.
But it serves no purpose. It's complete eyewash in, I guess, earwash in tennis. Because if it were more power, wouldn't they just be doing the Tim Allen? Because that's how you get more power.
And I would even be okay with it if it was, if it didn't happen. Like, I can't buy that every time they hit the ball, they need to do it. Like, I could see it maybe on a serve or when they're really getting into one, like in baseball, when you're really trying to throw it hard.
I'm torn on that, though. I'm torn on that because if you're going to do it every time.
60% of the time, it works every time.
Don't just, like, I feel like in many cases, one person starts grunting. And then the other one's like, oh, you're going to start? All right. They just have a grunt off.
I'm going to make my own grunt.
Yeah. And then they get louder, and then they're just, like, screaming back and forth at each other. It's just...
Yeah, it's...
It's so pointless and fake, yeah. And I guess it's... I don't know. Is it... It's not sexy. You saying it's for a pub.
Yeah, totally. It's a look at me thing. Who is it for? Who is it for?
More power.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
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 Ah, it's beautiful. Yeah.
Ah.
Ah.
Ah. Ah.
Ah.
Oh, no!
But the more we talk about it, the more I am sure that this is the winner.
You're all winners!
Yeah. It like, doesn't...
It's just making me more angry as we talk about it.
And here's another thing. No one fucking talks about it during the matches. The commentators aren't like... Why is this happening? This is so stupid.
That's stupid.
Like, or yeah, they neither do that, nor do they like, oh, that was a good grunt. That gave him an extra...
Solid.
That gave him an extra 5 miles an hour on that serve. Yeah.
Solid grunt.
Great grunting. He's got his grunt game down.
Like, they used to do that, though. I remember when Celis was hot, and she was, from what I can remember, the only one doing it audibly.
But you could trademark that grunt of yours, right?
Yeah, it would have been nice, but I think I had two sides. Some people loved it, and other people's oh boy, hated it. And, you know, I've got a lot of flack for it, but obviously the players now have taken it to a brand new level.
Yeah, the most affected one I've ever heard. And they would talk about it. They would be like, oh, well, she's exerting so much energy on her swing that...
Mm.
For me, I've grunted since age 7, 8. I think because I was a little girl and they didn't have kids' rackets those days. So my dad just gave me his racket to play, and I was really tiny and I put all my energy into it. For me, it really wasn't an issue till I think I became number one. And then I think, you know, the competitors would always try to find a little bit of an edge because end of the day, it's a super competitive industry.
That's
like
cool.
Chris Everett would try to like justify it. And I'm like, duh. There's no way.
That little...
There's absolutely no way that she's the only one that needs to do that to hit the ball hard.
She's not anymore.
I know, well, she was at the
Everyone
time.
Everyone has to now.
Sampras wasn't out there grunting.
Well, he's no good.
He's hitting the ball a lot harder than she was.
Well, he's no good.
That's all I'm saying.
Well... I think little
if Bjorn Borg didn't do it, she didn't have to.
Little known fact, that's why she got stabbed.
Like when you get stabbed, it's like you're there the whole time, you know? You're just hanging out, you're like, hey, what's up? All right, whoa, wow! Ah! Oh my god! I just got stabbed! Sorry to stab me!
Is it?
I think so. I think a guy was like, shut the fuck
up. Was
it
Tim Allen?
Just
bitter that...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, look at that. Oh, not so nice, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. Huh? Oh, sounds very aromatic, yeah. Oh, yeah. Log cabin. Oh, yeah. Hey, oh, yeah.
She was trying to take more power.
I think it was. I mean, here's the thing. I mean, we could get cute with it and be like, oh, the worst thing about tennis is when Agassi played the 88 U.S. Open in fucking jean shorts. But we all know that's a lark. That's not going to work.
We all know that was kind of charming.
Yeah, we loved that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, everything else is just like honorable mention at this point, though.
Yeah, I mean...
Nothing even touches it.
It's not. Nothing. It's not close.
Like, I can't find one that enrages me even close to...
No.
...as much as this.
It sucks that we're getting this good at this.
Does it, though? It's kind of awesome.
That is awesome sauce.
Some of mine were personal, like just playing tennis, not professional tennis. Like,
yeah, mine too.
One of mine is when you whiff on your toss on your serve. There's nothing more embarrassing in sports than when you throw you toss for your serve just like over your head, and you have to chase it. Or you have to just catch it and be like, oh, sorry. But again, not even close.
Yeah, I had a couple like that, too. I had knowing where to stand when you serve. Because you could pretty much go anywhere within, like, a 20-foot line. And it's like, I don't know. Like, I don't know angles. Where do I stand? What do I do with my hands? What do I do with my feet?
I'm not sure what to do with my hands.
Be good just to hold them down by your side. Yeah, great.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff like that. Like, hitting it, there's nothing more frustrating in sport than hitting it into the net.
Yeah.
You hit it sweet and it's like, into the net. You just want to...
Yeah, and then you're just like, fuck, just wanna, how could I not get it over that 2.5-foot net or however high it is.
Wrap your racket around a pole.
Hey, you don't want to do that, especially after you went 100% slaz. You got to keep that slaz racket nice and tight.
But I also had, there are too many parallels to golf, which the listeners know my stance on golf. But parallels with golf are, it's a sport for blue hairs. Blue hairs are always like, oh, it's just great because you can play it forever. Which means it's not really a good sport.
Right.
You have to be. You have to be quiet. Fans have to be quiet while they grunt. Weird scoring, just eagle par, yep. Albatross, birdie, love, 1540, deuce, like just ridiculous. No,
just being the game being scored by an English robot. advantage.
No uniforms, just like leisure wear.
Yep.
And
well,
elite. And it's elitist really, and conservative.
Right. Yeah, that was my next one.
That's why the only tennis players that ever mattered were like fucking McEnroe and Agassi. Because they said fuck all that shit.
Image is everything.
Yeah, man, they pushed the envelope.
Pretty much. Who else?
Yeah, and they were praised for it.
And Serena Williams. That's it.
Except when she does it, everyone flips the fuck out and can't handle it.
Because black woman.
Right.
Yeah. Good times.
When really, who gives a shit what they wear? Oh, old white dudes.
They should give a shit when they grunt. That's more offensive to me than anything anyone's ever worn.
Definitely.
Jean shorts included.
Yeah, I don't have very many other ones here, but I'll go through some of them.
No, I'm going to stop you right there. I'm going to stop you right there, buddy. This is over. It's grunting. End of episode.
Okay.
Don't be the worst.